Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The city of Philadelphia loses full confidence in the Eagles. And to talk about that and everything else, the one and only Tony Bruno.
Don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
Well, if you like drama, Tony, we got an awful lot of drama for you right outside and sometimes inside the black hole as Khalil Mack leapt into it after a huge interception. The Raiders got out to a huge lead. They gave it all back. Then they come from behind to beat the team that was in the Super Bowl last year. The Raiders are winners, Tony. 9-2. Can't take it from them.
Nope, they will finish no worse than 9-7. And obviously, they're not going to finish 9-7. No, they've been an unbelievable story. I mean, people were wondering all year, and we saw some downs at the beginning of the year. Their defense wasn't playing well. And now, you know, they're going to have those ups and downs. But to me, they're legit. We've been talking about this week after week, but they are absolutely a legit AFC contender. Now, are they a Super Bowl team? I don't know. I mean, they're young. They have very little experience as far as going deep into the playoffs. But, you know, when you're at a bunch of young guys and you got some key players and you got a great quarterback, who knows? I mean, the stranger things have happened in sports. But the Raiders, they're the real deal. No one can deny that. No one.
And even if you wanted to say, you know, even if you want to say, well, you got more, you know, you want more defense involved in a playoff conversation in terms of a contender, here's what the Raiders definitely are right now. They're the most fun team in the NFL. They're the most fun team to watch each and every week is a heart attack on a plate. It really is. It's not stress-free viewing, but it's really compelling, exciting stuff week in, week out. And I'm really feeling that there's more interest in this football team than even Mark Davis could have hoped for. Really, I mean, people are leaning forward now for real.
Absolutely, and the people in Vegas have to be getting excited. I'm sure the Oakland Raider fans in Oakland have to be getting angry at the prospects of this team finally on track with a young quarterback for the future, you know, and the possibility of leaving. But, you know, you saw the latest Super Bowl 51 odds, right? The Raiders, the fourth selection, they were 50-1 at the beginning of the year. Week one, they went down to 20-1. And now here we are. The Raiders are 12-1 to win the Super Bowl. Ooh. Only the Patriots, Cowboys, Seahawks are ahead of them as far as favorites for Super Bowl 51 in Houston, Texas. Hello.
And remember, folks, all bets are action. Tony Bruno here on 95.7 The Game. Hey, just, you know, want to put that disclaimer up there. I've always thought that would be the best T-shirt to wear to Las Vegas. Just a T-shirt that said, all bets are action. You walk into the book, they know you mean business right away.
All bets are action. And you know we love that action. It's all about that action, boss.
Got to have that action, boss. There's no doubt about it. The 49ers, in action. No action. They've lost 10 in a row for the first time in the 70-year history of this once great franchise. Kaepernick is actually playing pretty well under Chip Kelly over the last few games. If he continues to show improvement, it'll be really hard to say that anyone's made a good choice because he's probably leaving no matter what. Chip Kelly might be leaving no matter what. If Oregon comes calling, how's he going to tell Phil Knight no? No matter what he says now, come on. And that would leave all 49er fans with the marriage between Jed and Trent possibly still intact. How much fun will that be?
Wow. I got to tell you, though, as bad as the Niners have played, I don't think there's anybody. And it's remarkable how quiet the Bay Area has been with the Chip Kelly. Because obviously when he came here, you know, with the Eagles, he was revolutionized. Because it was all new, you know, the crazy play calling and the symbols on the sidelines and the cartoon characters and the, you know, the running plays in 15 seconds and all that crazy stuff. And he left here with a winning record. But for him to go there and lose 10 in a row, which has never happened, it's remarkable to me. It's just unbelievable that the Niners could have lost 10 games in a row. And you're right, Kaepernick, I saw him talking about Chip Kelly and, you know, this offense is great for him. And he is playing better. But what difference does it make if you can't win a game?
Yeah. His stats are improving. He's 0-6 as a starter. There's no other way around it. Blaine Gabbert won more games, one, than Kaepernick has been able to win so far. And really, with them taking on the Chicago Bears, even though we all know you play to win the game, as long as you got a winless Browns team out there, you want control of every pick that you might want. You know, they say that the first pick is a burden. No, it's not. You want the first pick in the draft if you can get it.
So are you saying they could tank against the Cleveland Browns?
No, I'm saying they got the Chicago Bears, who are 2-9 and just awful too. But you don't want to, you know, every win you pick up, you're putting more distance between you and the winless Browns for the number one overall.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And here's the problem. I mean, I don't know if you're thinking draft a quarterback with the number one overall pick or even the number two pick, depending on where you finish. I don't know if you do that. Would you do that if you're the 49? I mean, the Cleveland Browns obviously should have done it last year. 2 years ago, they did, and then they got gun-shy. So the question now is, what do you do if you're the Niners? Whether you get one or two, do you take a quarterback?
Well, here's the deal. So let's say you need a quarterback, which the Niners do. There's no doubt in the world that the Browns are going to take a quarterback with the first overall. They're so desperate at that situation. They've been through so many. You got Hugh Jackson nearly crying at the podium last weekend. And after passing on Carson Wentz, you know, they got killed already. So they got to look at, they got to look quarterback. And then so the Niners are picking, if they have the number two pick behind the Browns, the second best quarterback. Is that enough for Chip Kelly to want to stay? I mean, I don't know if it would be. I would get the hell out of here knowing that it's broken and go work for Phil Knight again if I'm Chip Kelly. Meanwhile, Tony, you got your Eagles laying an egg, and all of a sudden the city of Philadelphia in the honeymoon with Doug Peterson is officially over. People are calling for him to be fired now. He was the most beautiful girl in the room like 4 weeks into the year.
It didn't take long. It took 12 weeks. I mean, that's actually a pretty long
that
time.
That is pretty, yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. The Green Bay Packers, if they played like they did against the Eagles last night every week, they would be in the Super Bowl. And they got injuries, and they're not very good on defense, but they played great. And the Eagles, obviously, against that Green Bay defense, which is not very good, they came out looking sharp. But I'm not making excuses. I think Carson Wentz is going to be fine once he gets some legitimate talent. He lost his best receiver. His second-best receiver is sitting on the bench because he's got mental issues, Nelson Aguilar. He's got a couple of guys out there who have no idea what they're doing, and Paul Turner and this kid, the kid who went to a Cal, Treggs, right? I mean, he looks like he's got talent. I mean, the guy's got great speed. But is it Bryce Treggs, the kid who went to Cal?
Yeah.
Who was with yes. So, I mean, he's got great runaway speed, but unfortunately the Eagles had three backup offensive linemen, and they're playing a Packer team. Despite being 4-6 going into that game on Monday night, they're still alive in the division. The Eagles at 5-5 going into that game had no shot of a playoff berth. They're not, you know, they're obviously the worst team in a very good division in the NFC. So I don't think it's that dire that, oh my God, you know, the Eagles were supposed to be good because they won 3-0. They weren't. This is a work in progress. And
Look,
the problem. It's a work in progress. Wentz doesn't have much talent around him.
Right. You're telling me your rookie quarterback from the storied North Dakota State programs having a learning curve in his first year? Of course he is. Who thought he wouldn't? I mean, it's just if he had the talent around him that Dak Prescott did, who knows? Maybe he's off to the Dak Prescott 10-1 start. But, I mean, that's not a ready-to-go-to-the-playoffs Eagles team, even though the entire city of Philadelphia was planning a parade route at 3-0. Everyone needs to calm down and take a breath.
Happened in a lot of cities. Minnesota was planning a parade route. I mean, you look around the league and you look at some of the disaster areas. The Eagles aren't a disaster area. They're rebuilding. They got a new quarterback, and it's going to take them a while to get some legitimate talent around him. But you look around the league and you look at how does Seattle score 5 points? You know, they look like the team to beat to win the NFC after Dallas and Seattle were the two best teams, right?
Yeah.
They put up 5 points last weekend.
It's just crazy. It really, really is. It's the NFL. I mean, any given Sunday, it really does come into play more often than you think. Cliches are cliches, I guess, because they're true. Tony Bruno here on 95.7 The Game. Eric Dickerson and Jeff Fisher feuding in L.A., banning a Hall of Famer from the sideline. Are you kidding me, Tony?
I know. I saw that yesterday. And I'm like, really? Really? I mean, Jeff Fisher may be banned from the sidelines at the end of the season, and You know, talk about guys on the hot seat. That's ridiculous. I have no idea why Jeff Fisher would do that. I mean, you got enough problems with your football team trying to get some wins, and you had a 10-0 lead when Goff made his first start, blew it a couple weeks ago, and then the other day you got blown out again. You know, and we saw on Hard Knocks, I'm not going 7-9 again. Yes, you are, Jeff. Yes, you are.
Yeah, this is some 7-9 BS for sure.
By the way, in Cincinnati, to me, the Cincinnati Bengals, I know they had some injuries and A.J. Green didn't play last week, but you want to talk about disaster areas. Are the Cincinnati Bengals not absolutely, positively, basically shot? And, you know, Marvin Lewis has kept his job forever. That's because of playoff losses. Is he not on the hot seat? And I don't call for guys' heads, but how does he survive this season?
Right. Eventually, unless you have total owner apathy set in, you got to say, we've seen everything that we can possibly see from this guy, and it's time to move on. With all due respect and thanks and blah, you know, you don't kick him out like Charlie Strong on the way out, but you say, no. Thanks for the memories, but it's time to move on. They're just patient in Cincinnati, though. I mean, mediocrity is fine, I guess. They're good. They're happy with that. They're selling out.
Yeah, I mean, they've been a good team. I mean, they're a team, you talk about a run in the last 5-6 years, well, they look like a team that could make a move and maybe make a Super Bowl or AFC Championship game run. You're thinking, okay, they got Andy Dalton, they got talent, the defense is decent. And now here they are. It looks like they're taking I don't know if they're taking a step backwards or next year they're going to be bad. I'm just saying that this team seems to have topped out. Same thing with Arizona. I mean, you look at the teams that were really, really good, and now all of a sudden Arizona's still good, but they're not great anymore. I mean, you know, Carson Palmer's getting older. So you look around the league, is there a changing of the guard now? Carolina certainly doesn't look like a team that's going back to the Super Bowl. So, you know, that's why the new blood, the Raiders, you know, the Dallas Cowboys back and look like a team that's going to be good for a long, long time. And the rest of the NFL, meh, you know, what can you say?
Right. No, I agree with you. The one and only Tony Bruno, and we will wrap up with this. Tony, the last time we were discussing bathrooms, you were doing all the piping in your mother's home, and I heard it turned out great. The last time we were discussing bathrooms at the Minneapolis St. Paul Airport was when good old Senator Larry Craig was playing footsie in the bathroom. Remember that scandal?
Yes.
Of course you do.
Pound it, pound it, pound it, pound it.
But a new day has dawned for the Minneapolis Airport bathroom. Tony, I know you love a winner. I know you love a champion. I am proud to tell you that the Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport has now been named the best bathroom in America. Yes, it's a huge upset. This, of course, is hosted by Cintas, the Cincinnati-based company that cleans and provides supplies for public restrooms. They awarded the Minneapolis public bathroom at the airport America's finest public bathroom.
Beautiful. You know, the Super Bowl will be there not this coming February, but the following in 2018. So I'll have to make an extended stay. Maybe I'll stay there.
You should. Airbnb stall number 6.
Airbnb in the Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport, baby. Well, if you're going to have a sex sting, you want to make sure that the area is clean and sanitary for your dining and dancing pleasure.
Indeed, you do. You want everyone walking out of the back room going, hey, they're here.
You like that? You like that?
You like that? That was a gorgeous bathroom. Tony, as you know, there's a lot of psychology that's put into bathroom construction. Of course, as we have from Alan Howell, who is the senior airport architect, says that the restroom is often the first place visited on arrival or the last stop for departing passengers, leaving a lingering impression of their destination. Bathrooms matter.
By the way, Jay, a San Francisco International Airport, apparently calling the Seattle or the Minnesota people, wanting to know what we're doing and how they're doing it.
How do we make this better? They say that their shallow sinks provide very little splash. All of their automated sink on-off soap dispensing is state-of-the-art. They have rest air. You know what I think really gives this bathroom the advantage over all other bathrooms is that they've got a little stall for your rolling luggage. so you don't have to drag your luggage to the urinal with you, Tony. That's a nice feature.
Oh, beautiful. That's a nice touch.
It really
is. Let's be honest. I mean, what's the two most important rooms in anyone's home? Are the kitchen and the bathroom, right? I know you're going to say the bedroom.
No.
That's different. It's the kitchen and the bathroom, right?
Absolutely. It's where we all hang out. It's where it's where life's intimate moments happen, without a doubt. Tony, we'll see you in Minneapolis. Let's do a bathroom remote real soon.
We should. We'll go live in the Minneapolis airport bathroom. Super Bowl. Let's see. What are we up to now?
That would be Super Bowl 52, right? Because the next one's 51.
That is correct.
52. 50 and a deuce. We'll see you in the bathroom, everyone. Thank you, Tony.
All right, we'll see you later.
There it is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.